name is Goober. He doesn't shoot any much, but we got the Camp Cook. We got Haas. We got Emily. We got Sure Shot. Man, we got a whole camp. We even got a stop and goal light at the end just because there's so many trucks coming in here.
I like that. I like that. Are you sure? I was going to say, you sure you aren't in Hurley?
You no. Sure? Okay. No, we stay away from that.
Oh, just checking. Just checking. I'm just checking. A lot of flashing lights. I always got to double check with you guys, okay?
That's true. Hey, no, we actually, we're going to have a new hunter next year. My wife, better half is pregnant.
Oh, nice.
So it's a boy, so we get another camp member.
Yeah, exactly. Or you'd be happy with a girl too, right? Yeah.
Oh, right. You know, we just, you know, we'll let her hunt too. So that's absolutely. But hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know that Johnny Lee song, "Looking for
love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many places."
Keep going.
Looking for places of what I'm dreaming of.
I'm sending this one out.
Around 7:30 this morning, I had one of these looking for love in wrong places. This big seven-pointer was grunting. He was rubbing on trees.
Oh, yeah?
But, you know, he walked out in front of me, and I just, he wasn't looking for love after me when
you,
I saw him.
You
so.
Got him, huh? You got him.
You betcha. He fell to the ground, and guess what? I had to text Goober. He was in the stand, and I don't think he was really happy with me. He didn't see a deer all day.
Okay. All right. So he wasn't celebrating like you did. Huh? There you go. There's a ding.
I was like a proud chicken. You know, I got out of the stand at 7:30. I thought, man, that's a long enough sit for me. So, and I waddle over there, and I get this really nice buck, and the camp cook came out and even helped me gut it, too. It was really cool.
All right.
I didn't have to do much work.
That was a good day for you, yeah. Yeah.
And then, all right. I mean, I seen more deer. I seen 9 does today, so it was a good hunt.
Man, you better keep your location hush-hush there because you've seen more than anybody else there, Brute.
Keep it hush-hush, but I'll slip you a 10 if you send it to me.
Between us three, okay?
All right, just
don't tell anybody on the radio,
just between us, yes, that's right. All right, we always appreciate the contributions of the KO Shack. You guys are so much fun. Goober is like a legend on the Deer Hunters Roundup, even though we never really talk with him, but we hear the stories, and it's always fun to hear.
Well, take her easy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys very much. I'm not even sure if Goober even exists, to be honest with you. All right, I'm going to let that go.
If he's real in your heart, he's real enough, Joel.
Exactly. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kendra.
Hey, Kendra. Where are you calling
from? Hey, Kendra.
Calling from northeast of Park Falls.
Northeast of Park Falls. Okay. And what's the hunting?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Yeah, Kendra. Well, what do you got to report out there for your crew?
It's been slow. Only 4 does. We've shot a couple of red squirrels.
Okay. All right. How many hunting in your camp up there?
4.
4 of you. Okay. Nice to have a nice, manageable day weather-wise, though. That's pleasant, right?
It has been absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it'll change here. It'll change soon. So, Kendra, if you could pull out a board game right now, a good vintage classic board game, and challenge the rest of your crew there, what would it be?
Eau Claire Monopoly.
Eau Claire Monopoly. Not just Monopoly, but Eau Claire Monopoly?
Eau Claire Monopoly, yeah. That's my old stomping grounds, Kendra, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Have you had a Sammy's Pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hit our household a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
So is that board game old enough to have the London Square Mall on there, or is that
it
not?
It does.
It does. All right. I like that. The now-defunct London Square Mall. Exactly. All right, Kendra. We'll check in again later in the week. We'd love to hear from you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate you very much. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hello, this is Buckshot at Camp Schmierstick.
Hey, Buckshot.
Camp Schmierstick. Yep.
Another ongoing tradition, Camp Schmierstick. Whereabouts are you guys?
We're on the west side of Lugerville.
West side. Wait a minute now. You're the guys I've been wanting to talk to here. The west side of Lugerville. That's the highfalutin side there, isn't it there, Buckshot?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big chandeliers in the camp, lobster for supper, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we just got done cleaning up our Thanksgiving dinner here. We had about 40 people.
40?
Wow.
Yeah, our camp cook come from the Uperland.
All right.
And he did three turkeys on the pellet grill.
Nice, nice.
It was super.
Nice, nice. Do you have a calendar there, Buckshot? You know, it's only the Saturday before Thanksgiving, but I don't want to give you any grief about it because you are cooking some good food, so.
Yeah, we have the calendar, but with work schedules and stuff, this is when everyone is up.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Sunday, most of the people head back and then maybe come back on Wednesday evening.
You do it when you can, and Big G is always up for a big meal, whether it's Thanksgiving or not, right?
Oh, yeah, anytime. Yeah. Call me anytime.
All right, Buckshot, yeah. Good to hear from you. We'll hear from you again, I'm sure, okay?
We did put a couple of spike bucks on the meat pole.
Oh, good, good. We forgot to talk about hunting, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of thinning them out in this area, I guess.
Okay, all right.
There was a fair amount of shooting this year.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the call, Buckshot. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
715-744-1006. We know it's a tough transition because that main studio line has been here since like 1907. So 715-744-1006 is the number for the roundup. Gray, got any emails? A lot of emails coming in, right?
I've got a submission from the Contact Us page, which is basically an email, except I can't figure out how to get back a hold of this person. So if you are Harry, who sent us this excellent story, please send us an email right to wcqm@civicmedia.us so we can enter you to win prizes and such. That said, Harry updated us with a story. Fear the deer camp outside Tripoli. So I'm sitting up in loft, hunting out the window. Normally on opening day, go downstairs, make a cup of coffee, waiting for water to boil on the little camp stove, looking out the front door, and a big happy doe trots across the front yard, 50 feet from the front door. 1 minute later, nose in the air, big bruiser, big daddy, 8 or 10 point, real thick rack, trots out, stops 50 feet from the front door, looks at me, I look at him, guns upstairs. He snorts at me, paws the ground, puts his nose back up in the air, and trots off. Once again, not smarter than a deer. That's from Fear the Deer Camp outside Tripoli, so we'll write that down.
All right, good to hear from Tripoli. And a lot of other, you can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can text us. Just download that Civic Media app. It's free. And then go to 98Q Country and text us. You can also do that to get in on tonight's drawing for our, every time we do a show, we do a text to win, and the keyword is Wildwood. So be sure you are texting us the word Wildwoods through the Civic Media app. If you email it, it's not going to work. So Wildwoods has to come in through our text, Civic Media. Go into your app store, search for Civic Media, download it. It's free, and then you can listen to 98Q on your phone anytime they want, right, Greg?
It's also Wildwoods with an S. A lot of Wildwood I'm seeing. Also wanted to just quick shout out to the folks at Camp Whatchamacallit and the Unicorns at the FPH Country Club from Polk County. That came in as a YouTube comment from JM.
Polk County. That's my old stomping grounds over there. Yeah, nice.
I will also say Wildwoods is one word.
Wildwoods, all one word, Wildwoods.
Not JM, but Ben Jr. Sorry, they clarified in a later comment that I missed.
And those of you who are having problems with that were probably shaking your head when Lena was talking about challenging you to Scrabble. So, all right. Wildwoods, it has three O's, right? Sure. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello? All right, we're going to let them go and go here. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Rob from the Nelson Camp, another yearly tradition.
Yep. How you doing, Rob?
Wonderful.
Somewhere out in the Chickawamagan Nicolay National Forest, the Nelson Camp sets up the camp every year and cooks Thanksgiving dinner. How's the tradition going out there this year, Rob?
Same old, same old. Beautiful weather, tents are up, fire's going for some nice T-bone steaks tonight, so...
Yeah, nice.
Just no deer.
And Rob always takes a lot of photos, and we put them on our 98qcountry.com Deer Hunters Roundup page, too. And for those who don't know, Rob, you actually are out there with no electricity out there, and you guys cook a full Thanksgiving meal, don't you?
Correct. Yep, all from scratch.
Yeah, and how many people are you expecting to come out and enjoy that this year?
Oh, I don't know. We'll probably have 10 or so, I think,
this
year.
Nice. And you're right smack dab in the middle. How far back in the woods do you go to do this?
That far.
About that far? Oh,
yep.
Okay. Not further, just that far. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's far enough. That's far enough for me. All right. All right.
I had to go through therapy. I had to call my therapist because I called and that second call you had, you hung up on me.
Oh, no. You grabbed your other phone and called your therapist. I like that.
Yeah.
Joel doesn't love me anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was just depression. Set right in. Rejection. I couldn't handle it no more.
Oh, we always love you, Rob. We'll always be there for you. So thank you so much for the photos. We always appreciate you taking time to send those to us.
Is there a different place to send them now, or what is
it? No, I got them. You sent two so far, and I think I got them both on our 98qcountry.com page. So you're good.
Okay, I sent you a picture of my bull buck, too.
Oh, I got that on there, too. Yeah, that's a nice buck. Oh. That was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, that was
nice
a pretty
bend.
Big. Yeah, nice rack. All right, Rob, we'll hear from you again. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks. All right.
All right.
All right, Austin, what do you got there?
I have a tragic update from Ragnar at Grandpa's Cabin. Oh. They have officially run out of beer.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
They're requesting reinforcements.
No Uber in the Northwoods, so they're going to have to go get it themselves. Designated driver, you're on right now. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Simbob calling from Camp Buckoff.
Okay, and whereabouts are you guys?
Oh, we're in the town of Cranmore, west of Nakusa.
West of Nakusa. We got our first caller from our new listening
all
area
right.
down there in Nakusa.
Rapids. There you go.
You're dang right.
All right, and your name was Sinbob, is that right?
Sinbob, yeah.
All right, what's happening west of Nakusa down there? Good to have you along. What's going on?
Well, the Countyland boys are lighting it up today. Sounded like just goddamn war zone out there.
Okay, watch the language, all right, but yeah. So who's lighting it up out there?
Just all the Countyland boys. You know, the public lands, it's lighting up like the 4th of July.
Oh, a lot of people out there, huh? A lot of people.
Yeah.
Any explosions, any dynamite or anything like that? Are we going that far or what?
We were kind of hearing some stuff that sounded like a dynamite, but, you know, no visual.
I don't know what you guys down in that area do, so I'm just trying to figure it out here.
You should see how they catch fish down there.
Oh, yeah, with a bobber huh? and worm. So, yeah. did you see any deer today?
Yeah, we saw a spike and... that was about it.
Okay.
A couple of squirrels, a couple of ground squirrels.
All right. How many hunting with you there?
It's me, the old man, Uncle Cider, and Cousin Deadeye.
All right. Very good. You got all the nicknames, too. Sinbob, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling from down in the Rapids and Nakusa area. We're first year ever broadcasting on 101.1 FM, WHSM in Hayward, and 105.5 WRIRI, I always mess that up, in Nakusa. And we're on the 98Q Country YouTube channel where we got a lot of people tuned in, or Austin. What do you got, like 7,000 or so? Is that what we got?
Looks like 43 right now.
Close.
We'll get there.
Close enough. You got to set your goals low, right, Big G?
Yeah. All right. I mean, it's in the ballpark.
Yeah, exactly. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
This is One-Eyed Deadshot from Camp DB.
One-eyed
Deadshot. Did you just make that name up as I asked you, or did that, or did you
no,
just forget?
I kind of forgot. Maybe.
Okay, all right. it's like the fake ID thing. What's your name?
Points for honesty. Don't
Papa,
worry about the fake
Papa
ID.
Papa Giorgio. Yeah. So One-Eyed Deadshot. What's happening out there?
Well, Little Nugget got a doe today.
All right.
But that's all we. Around here.
All right. What's the name of your camp again, did you say?
It's DB.
DB. And whereabouts are you guys hunting?
We're on Price Lakes Road in Park Falls.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. Nice day to be outside, though, wasn't it? Beautiful.
And it was a beautiful morning.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you got?
And then just a shout-out to Pine Creek Boys in Hickston, Wisconsin.
In Hickston, Wisconsin.
It's down by Black River Falls.
Black River Falls area?
Correct.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Very good. All right, One-Eyed Deadshot, thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think she made that up. But, Greg, go ahead. What do you got email-wise coming in here?
You sounded like you made that up.
Yes.
We got a shout out to Camp Nutty Bar from Shauna in the YouTube comments. They saw 8 does today, still waiting for that 30 pointer. Camp Honkers and Donkers saw only 6 doe in butternut.
Wait, whoa.
I was just going to glaze right over.
Honkers. Whoa.
I think you can say that on YouTube.
We gotta get
ready.
Yeah.
Aim.
Yeah.
Something. And
actual audio from Camp Honker. Whatever.
Honkers and Donkers.
I've got one more from Camp Who's Your Daddy. Dear Joel Gray and for sure Big G, Lena too, I'm going to add in for you. Very nice day in the woods today. Saw a doe and fawn. Shot a 6-point this bow season, so no pressure now. Thanks so much for your great show. Well, thank you. Quick trip brats on the grill, barbecue chips and French-style green beans and beverages for supper. Alan signing off for the night. Peace out. From Camp Who's Your Daddy.
All right, Lena.
All right.
Some of these people don't know how to cook, so give us some of your nightly specials out at Lena's that they can go out and enjoy a little supper out there.
Well, tonight, Saturday night, was prime rib, and our special smoked buffet on Saturday nights also, soup and salad.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, pork and dumplings, chicken and dumpling buffet. Wednesdays, pasta night. Thursdays is German night, our famous pork schnitzel out there, and everything includes soup and salad.
All right, and you're doing something for Thanksgiving too, right? Is that right?
Yes, we're open for Thanksgiving, not only at the Northern Pines, but at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Okay.
Both open up at 11:30. The Pines is run until 7 o'clock, turkey buffet. If you're interested and you need somebody to deliver, we will deliver food for you from 1 to 5 on Thanksgiving Day. And then if you're up in the Glidden area, come on down to the bar. We'll be serving turkey dinners, and we're going to remain open for the Packer game.
All right. Lena's Northern Pines, right on Butternut Lake. I got cabins out there, place for your holiday party, too, if you want to do that. Or if you just got 10 or 15 deer hunters, a couple of you, probably not. No, you shouldn't go there. But the rest of them, no, I'm kidding, of course. If they got a big group, you can accommodate them, right?
All are welcome.
Yeah, you know, if somebody gets on your nerves at the camp, she's got beautiful cabins out there, mm-hmm. right out there at Lena's Northern Pines Resort. You can book them right at lenasnorthernpines.net. So, if somebody gets a little unruly, I mean, it'd be like having me and you deer blind. It'd be like trying to hide an elephant under a picnic table.
So, Well, Joel and Big G, tomorrow night from 4 to 7, if anybody's interested in pasta, we've got a big spaghetti dinner fundraiser for the local Cub Scouting group from 4 to 7.
Come watch the Packer game and support the local Cub Scouts.
Yeah, from 4 to 7, includes a soup and salad bar.
All right, Lena's is a proud title sponsor here of our Deer Hunters Roundup, so we thank them very much. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hello, this is Sack Attack, a.k.a. Big Buck Ballbuster, a.k.a. Sack Down. From Pintail Lodge in Price County, Wisconsin, just northeast of Prentice.
How do you fit that all on a business card anyway?
And good night, everybody. That'll do it for the Deer Hunters Roundup. We don't have any more time here. Goodness gracious. Was that written down, or did you just pull that right off the top of your skunk hat there?
Well, we have a little story to tell tonight, fellas.
Okay, all right.
We've got a nice, healthy 8-pointer on the meat rack.
Very nice. All right.
Yep.
All right. Any story with it, or?
Yes, and that's maybe where the nickname comes. As it turns out, after a nice solid body shot and 2 hours of tracking, unfortunately, and it wasn't bleeding much externally, plenty of internal bleeding. We found it riding around, in the woods at about 40 yards. It presented itself a couple times. We saw a little bit of a white flash. We knew it was writhing around, and the humane thing, obviously, is to finish the kill.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, as it was, it didn't turn out so humane. The kill shot, which was given, blasted through its rear thigh, and how can I put this delicately?
I think we're past
manhood.
I think we're past that. Oh, so that was rough.
Yeah, we didn't realize that until the carcass was recovered, but it was missing John Paul Jones and Uncle Frankie.
All right, but you got it. All right,
we got it.
All right,
it's a beautiful 8-pointer, and it's on the rack, and nice. We've got a story to tell.
Yeah, exactly. How many are hunting with you out there at the Pintail Lodge?
We've got 9 of us out here.
Nice. And whereabouts are you guys?
We're just northeast of Prentice off Highway 8.
Okay. Very good. All right. Good day for you. I might have driven by you. I was down in Marshfield today, and I thought that was you I saw as I was driving back. So good job.
great time by all. It's a great tradition since 1961. Yeah. Shout out to Great Grandpa Shep. Thank you for founding this place. We've enjoyed plenty of fun family memories here.
All right. Thank you
Super,
so much.
Wonderful. Thank what's you all so about.
Much. All right. Thank you so much for the call. Sac Attack from the Pintail Lodge. I think I got that right. You're on the roundup. Who's this? I think I may have just picked up the line that I dropped there. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey. Okay. This is Mike from Wausau. Just checking up with my beloved brother, Pete, up in Eisenstein, and a couple buddies of his. And we got Forrest in Springstead with his uncle. Okay. And not a whole lot of action. The only bad thing is they had some wolves howling, and it was kind of quiet. So
yeah,
not so good.
Did you say wolves? Hang on.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
So you know everybody up here, Mike. You got a lot of people you know up here, right, Mike?
Well, yeah.
Are you coming up to see us at all, or?
Maybe not. I don't know right now.
All right, very good.
I would like to be up there because of some health issues, but
okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Yeah,
very good.
But hey, safe hunts for everybody, and have a great season.
Appreciate the kind words there, Mike. More emails. Gray, what do we got? A lot of people coming in with emails, wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Checking in from the Rack Shack in Butternut, saw a few small bucks and a few does. All seem to have record-sized flying squirrels around dusk and dawn for some new entertainment in the stand. And thanks for hosting the roundup from the Rack Shack in Butternut. Mm-hmm. Joe, very slow day at Camp Noceum. No deer were seen. Well, you are Camp Noceum. I think you kind of did that to yourself. Three guys in camp, one stand and two blinds. Beautiful day in the woods. Hope to see more action tomorrow. Hopefully you do. Keep it up. We enjoy the show every year. Thank you, Camp Noceum. And no deer today out for us. And Shanna Golden says, Greg at the Red Pine Lodge, plenty of squirrels. Shout out to Camp 30 Pack in Peaksville.
Hey, that's my stomping ground. Shout out to all you boys and girls out there.
All right, Peaksville, that's right. All right.
All right. Shanna Golden.
And Shanna Golden besides, where you can find Wolf Farms, too. Let's see here. We had, I think I might have missed one in the YouTube comments. I know we're missing some in the text line. I will get on top of those ASAP.
Very good. A break, and we'll come back with more of the roundup. Thank you for tuning in here. Phone number, again, it's changed this year. For those who are used to it, 715-744-1006.
And a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery Service handles any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy-duty machinery repair, and, of course, towing 24/7. And they'll even get you back in your vehicle if you're locked out. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery will beat any competitor by 50%. Serving the surrounding area and all of Price County, call Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery at 715-820-2124. 820-2124.
Hunters, your Northwoods adventure starts at Oxbow Resort in Oxbow, Wisconsin. Just off Highway 70 West on Oxbow Drive, it's the perfect stop after a day in the woods. Known for its legendary Oxbow burger and iconic wood tick races, this hidden gem welcomes hunters and outdoor enthusiasts every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. Located right on the Snowmobile Trail, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with extended hours until 10 p.m. during hunting week. Refuel, relax, and make Oxbow Resort your hunting headquarters for this season.
Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland. Visit the Big Dipper Bar, a historic log cabin dining experience just 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, accessible year-round by road, ATV, or snowmobile. The Big Dipper Bar is open Thursday to Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and try the Colossal BLT or the best pizza around every day. It's a ripper at the Dipper this deer season. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road and find them on Facebook for frequent updates.
Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is your small town local mom and pop gun shop. Small town, big selection. Over 1,000 new and used firearms in stock at all times. They carry reloading supplies, ammunition, optics, and something you just don't find anywhere. A walk-in humidor for cigar lovers. Main Street Guns and Knives, located on Main Street in downtown Medford.
Good luck this season while you're after the 30-pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy tonight, quiet but chilly with lows in the mid-20s. Our November sky continues on Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs near 40. On Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers possible, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
And that forecast might vary just a little bit for those of you down in the 105.5 WIRI Nakusa area. We're on 101.1 FM in Hayward and, of course, 98 Q Country has been doing this live call-in show on the Deer Hunters Roundup since 1909. We did the work on it before phones were even invented. I don't know, were phones invented in 1909? I don't know. Do your homework. Go look it up. We're on the 98Q Country YouTube page. A lot of people checking in out there and commenting, and it'll be archived on there too, so you can look back at the YouTube page. Again, to go on air, 715-744-1006. I'm Joel Karnick, your host. We got Big G. We've got Lena from Lena's Northern
Pines. Hey, everybody.
Pines. Yeah, Lena's Northern Pines and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, a title sponsor. We got Greg Gunderson, your afternoon guy, and he'll be hosting the show coming up on Tuesday. He'll be here through the week. And Austin Brume, our news guru over there, who's got the YouTube channel going 100% full tilt. And thank you to all of our sponsors. Big G, we want to give a shout up to our big title sponsors again.
You right? Betcha. There's a whole lot of businesses that get involved in this every year and allows us to put on a great show and offer great prizes to everybody that calls in here. And our title sponsors this year are Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Butternut there and Butternut Lake. Also, Lena's has a place, Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden. And Wildwoods Taxidermy, thanks to Travis down there in Fifield. Marcus and Trent from Shawamigan Home Furnishings, located in downtown Park Falls, also Main Street in Ashland. Northwoods Realty, Tom and Kellen New there. And Bader Sports Center. And also Essential Shooting Supplies. We just talked about the adult youth photo with providing that nice gun for us. So, And our big buck sponsor is Nemeth Implement. I understand they have the rifle for the youth package.
Yep.
I understand.
You got that from the Medford Guns place there? That's also a sponsor?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. Main Street Guns and Knives.
Main Street Guns, yep. Exactly.
And thank you to Travis Pite over there at Heritage Meats. You got your deer. He's taking whole deer there. Just drop him off there. Give him a call there at Heritage Meats right there in Butternut.
And check out the prize package that he has as part of one of our big prizes. It's like $400 worth of every single meat you could ever imagine.
Big meat bundle. And
I kept typing it last night. I'm just like, how many more meats are there? There's ribs, there's chops, there's goodness gracious. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just pasted and copied that. You could have done the same thing, Joel.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
But, you know, I'm not a technological expert, and you're not a technological expert.
You live your life, I'll live mine, okay?
I'm just a sales guy here, you know, so. and also thanks to our big buck sponsor, Seed and Feed, down in Fifield. You got some real nice trail cams there that they gave us. So, and they're going to be our guests on the show here on Monday night. Brian and Amanda from Seed and Feed in Fifield. So.
All right, very cool. You can text us the keyword Wildwoods. Do that through the Civic Media app. It's free. We have almost a $200 prize package, including, Gray, the Deer Hunters Roundup hoodie, brand new this year. You can go on the 98qcountry.com Deer Hunters Roundup page, and it says, buy this. It's a really cool camouflage hoodie. I think it's $50, and it's pretty cool. If you want one of those, order them online or try to win one, but they do look pretty nice.
I'm stoked to have one myself. I will be rocking that one ASAP. Hopefully the shipping to the Northwoods gets a little quicker so we can get them ASAP.
It was literally an idea that came through Thursday morning from one of our guy, our marketing guy. And we're like, sure. So he's going to ship some to us, and we're going to have fun with that. But if you want to order one and make a great Christmas present, see the picture of it, 98qcountry.com under the Deer Hunters Roundup page. All right, more of your calls. That's what we do on the roundups. Let's do that right now. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Shotgun Alley from Camp Belly Acres.
Shotgun Ellie from Camp Belly Acres. Do I have that right?
Yep.
All right, and whereabouts are you?
Phillips, Wisconsin.
In Phillips. All right. What's happening with your camp today?
We went out. We didn't see anything.
Okay. All right. So what's happening at the camp then tonight? Anything?
We're just sitting listening to Hunter's Roundup.
How many people you got there?
Five?
All right. Who's the weirdest of all of them? Who's just like a little bit off?
Grandpa.
And who's doing the most belly aching out there?
The dumper.
The dumper, huh?
So if you were to pick a board game and whoop everybody's butt there, what would it be there, Shotgun Ellie?
Skip-Bo.
Oh, that's like Uno? Like Uno, Skip-Bo? Oh, yeah, that's a good game. Yeah, that can be cruel. Yeah. All right, Shotgun Ellie, anything else you have to say for yourself?
I got a doe.
Okay.
During the youth hunt.
During the youth hunt, okay.
Okay.
So you sounds young.
Got venison in the freezer. All right. So you'll go in for our youth gun drawing, courtesy of Nemeth Implement. All right, Shotgun Ellie, good luck with Grandpa after what you said tonight. Hopefully we'll have you back on again, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You betcha. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Kimmy Rowe from the Rack Shack.
The Rack Shack. Kimmy Rowe, what is going on? Are you like a – that's a great name for like the lead singer of a rock band. Kimmy Rowe.
Oh, I wanted to be in a rock band one time.
Okay, all right. What was your camp name again? I'm sorry.
Camp Rack Shack.
Okay, and where about you are you located?
We're in Ogama.
In Ogama. All right. What happened out there today?
So it was awesome, and I got a nice tall 8 today.
Nice tall.
Nice 8-pointer, huh?
8-pointer, really?
Yeah.
Wow. You kind of subtly just leaned into that a little bit.
I call that burying the lead.
Yeah, you buried the lead there, Kimmy. Kimmy, I feel like I should do an interview. Ladies and gentlemen, now performing with her 8-point buck, Kimmy Rowe. That's right. A little applause.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. How many in your camp there? How many hunting?
Two humans and 2 fur babies.
After you said 2 humans, I was a little bit leery about where the rest of it was going. All right, Kimmy, congrats on that buck. Fantastic. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Oh, thanks so much. Your show is great. I love to listen every year.
Appreciate you very much. And I know the show has changed, and some of you are a little bit, sometimes a transition can be tough, Gray, right? But everybody's done a pretty good job here.
Yeah, change is tough, but it's always constant.
We're still here for you.
Yes, we're here for you, yes. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Drew from Faddle, F-A-D-L, stands for 40 Acre Deer Lodge.
Okay, Camp Faddle, F-A-D-L. And whereabouts do you hunt there, Drew? Somewhere on the 40 acres, probably, huh?
I hunt out of box blinds.
Okay, all right. Did you see anything out there today?
No, nothing.
And how old are you, Drew?
I am 12 years old.
Another 12? Wow.
Yeah.
How long you been hunting, Drew?
I've been hunting for 4 years.
4 years. So you started when you were 8 years old, huh?
All right. How many people hunt with you there, Drew?
We have three. My sister, Avery, she's 10, and then my dad.
Okay. Who's the worst shot of all you three? Who's the worst?
Probably my dad.
All right. I like that. Throw dad right under the bus. I like that. I like that a lot.
Does your dad wear glasses?
Yes, he does.
He does, huh?
That's why. All right. You're in for the youth gun drawing there, Drew. Thank you so much for checking in from Camp Faddle.
Oh, yeah. Can I give a shout-out?
Well, certainly.
I would like to give a shout-out to Andy in the green cabin.
Okay. All right. Very good. You have done so. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss story he was starting. I was thinking it was going to go further than that. Green eggs
green
and ham.
Cabin.
In the green cabin. Emails, Gray, a lot still coming in.
I'll actually catch a couple from the text line. Camp up to the lake in Keshena here. The only deer Tony and Kurt saw was a big buck driving home from Harley's last night. Let's see here. Bones from the Bugman Land checked in by text. Thank you, Bones. This is Camp Snoopy giving a shout-out to Camp Dinner Pickles. I feel like I recognize that one from years past.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. What have we got? This is for Jimbo at Camp Gallanlulie to hopefully win a prize for the word of the night. By the way, if you are texting us the word Wildwoods, it's Wildwoods with an S. It's one word, and just please send a text with the word Wildwoods.
Through the Civic Media app, not email. It's got to be through the Civic Media app.
This is Chewy from Camp Lean 2. Call out to Wild Ones, Sly, and the Honorable Hawkeye. We'll be up Tuesday. Good luck to them. Let's see here. I've actually got a Civic Media employee expressing interest in being here next year. We've got internal interest, Joel. People are realizing how cool this is.
We had to build a bigger studio, I think.
I probably know who it is, and he's probably thinking, I know Joel. If he can do it, I know I could probably do that. I mean, that old guy can do it.
Heck, if you let me on a microphone, I'll let anybody on a microphone.
Exactly. Jerome, happy birthday, Jerome, from the neighbors on the roundup.
All right, more of your calls coming up. Stay with us.
Oh, now that there's my weapon. The deer get a whiff of that, and they come running right quick.
Thanksgiving at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield. Join Terry 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a feast of ham, beef tips, pork roast, turkey, and sides. $24 per adult, $12 ages 6 to 12, $6 under 5. Celebrate with Northwoods Supper Club and enjoy a warm, flavorful Thanksgiving.
Break 19, it's the Big G rolling on a double nickel on I-13, heading for the Village Pit Stop, the top of the hill in Butternut. Just ease that timber train in for some motion lotion, bars, chains, hydraulic oil, even groceries or cold ones. That's the Village Pit Stop, Butternut, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the 30 pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Bader Sports Center is having a Deer Hunter Widow special on all of our regular priced Stormy Cromer clothing and accessories. From November 23rd through December 1st, take 15% off any of our Stormy Cromer men's and women's apparel and accessories, including hats, gloves, mittens, and purses. So make your own drive to Bader Sports Center, stand in front of our huge rack of Stormy Cromer merchandise, and bag your own trophy. Mention that you heard this radio ad, and we'll give you an additional 5% off your Stormy Cromer purchase. That's all at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in downtown Phillips.
Deer Hunter, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Find a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Kyle Repair is your trusted heavy equipment repair center, conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. They're also your headquarters for on-site welding and other repairs, whether at their well-equipped shop in town or right at your job site. The name Kyle Repair means prompt, reliable service. They also do aluminum and dock welding. Keep Kyle in mind for winter repairs before summer installations. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Here we go. More of the Deer Hunters Roundup on 98Q Country, Park Falls, 101.1 FM, WHSM in Hayward, the newest acquisition of Civic Media, and 105.5 WIRI. I said it right. Out of Nakusa, streaming on the 98Q YouTube channel. You can listen back as you fall asleep tonight. You can bring it up on your phone and have fun and rewatch it on YouTube, on the 98Q Country YouTube page. We're all about taking your calls there. 715-744-1006 is our phone number. So you are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emma from Winter, Wisconsin.
Hey, Emma, how are things over in Winter, Wisconsin?
They're good. We flew all the way from Florida.
Oh, wow.
You flew here from Florida just to listen to our Deer Hunters Roundup show?
Yep.
Yeah. How tired are your arms tired?
Yeah. give you one of those, but I'm bummed. All right. So what are you doing out there? Are you hunting, Emma, or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're here for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so you're here all the way through Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Are you skipping out of school, or what are you doing there?
Yeah, no school.
Well, yeah, you got to do what you got to do. So tell me what's going on at your hunting camp. Is anybody doing anything good out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No deer. No deer. We shot a coyote.
Yeah, no deer, but we shot a coyote.
You shot a coyote, huh? All right, hang on here.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
All right. So, all right, Emma. So how many you got there, Emma?
Like eight.
Eight. All right. Very good. If you could play one game against the family, not a computer game, like a board game, what would it be, Emma?
McMaster?
Okay.
Moose.
Oh, all right. All right. You'd probably beat me because you could just make up all the rules and I'd have to follow. So, all right. Anybody else you want to say hi to before I let you go, Emma?
Uncle Mickey.
All right. Congrats. Welcome. By the way, it's going to get colder. This is not always this warm up here in November. If you're from Florida, it's going to get cold. So bundle up, okay? All right. Thanks, Emma. She sounded very, like, almost disappointed that it wasn't going to be like 38 every day for the rest of the way. You were on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. Guess who it is?
The Grinch.
This is Goober from the KO Shack.
Goober!
Give me one of them applauses. Come on now.
That's right. And oh, the gall of one of our announcers to assume that maybe Goomer was a fictional character that did not
exist. You know, that's why I'm calling. You know how many times I had to call you before I got to you?
Yeah.
96. You got one heck of a hotline, brother.
Oh, we're hot, baby. We're hot. All right, Goober, what's going on out there?
Hey, all them bucks that Brute shoots,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, them are from my stand that I guide them to. So he acts like he's a big hunter and everything. No, them are from Goober.
That's all Goober. You, huh? That's you. So,
that's
Goober,
me, man.
What would you say the percentage of stories that Brute has told about you over the years, what percentage of those stories do you say would be accurate?
110%. 110%. I'm not gonna lie. That's Rudy. Everything else, Rudy, he don't lie. Rudy don't lie, man.
He don't lie. So did you hunt today? And what was it like out there?
So I got out in the stand about, I don't know, 5:30. I didn't see anything. I seen more beaver flapping tails than anything else. This is the worst opening day I ever had in my life.
Yeah, yeah, this is mild.
You know why? Because I put Brute on the good stand, because if he doesn't shoot one, boy, does he whine like a little girl. He's like, I didn't see anything. I'm like, okay, Brute, go sit this stand. Just guarantee you shoot one. And what he does, he shoots one.
Oh, yeah, he got it, huh? And now
yeah,
you...
He's scared of the big woods. He actually went back. He hunts closer to town because he doesn't like hunting the big woods. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you do?
What will Brute be like now that he got one? How would you describe? Would he be like
You should see him. He's in the shack right now, and he's like a rooster in the hen house right now, just clucking away. Like, hey, look at me. I'm Brute.
So he'd be like Brute. He'd be like,
okay, Brute, good job, buddy. You didn't do anything to get that buck.
So he'd be like a Bears fan if they ever did beat the Packers again.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. He's like a Cale Williams. Overrated.
Like, very nice. All right. Anything else?
Give me one of them, brother.
Anything else you have to say for yourself there, Goober?
No, but other than that, the Goober is a real guy.
All right. We have confirmed the existence of Goober. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, sounds good.
Out at the KO Shack. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Corey from Camp Swamp Turtle.
Camp Swamp Turtle.
Swamp Turtle. Okay.
Where are you, Corey?
Over by the Prentice.
Over by the Prentice. All right. Very good. And what's going on out there for you guys?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot by Prentice.
All right.
Yeah, we heard Camp No See Him on the radio earlier, and we thought we might change our name to No See Him too.
No See Him. Not much moving out there, huh? How many people hunting with you?
Oh, we got, I got a count here. 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 7 of us here in camp this year.
Oh, right. That was impressive, by the way. I like that. I thought maybe that would be a challenge for you, but you got it there, Cam Swamp Turtle. Congratulations.
Just like to be. That's a high number to count.
Exactly. All right, one board game for you there, Corey. You're taking on the whole Swamp Turtle camp. What's it going to be?
Well, one board game. I'd have to go with Monopoly.
Monopoly, that's right. That's the game. We're there. That's right.
Hey, which character do you like to be? Do you like the car or the thimble or the hat, or what's your character of choice?
Oh, I'd have to go with the hat every time. My hairline's pretty thin.
Yeah. Yeah, I can identify with you. You betcha.
Corey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the show.
You bet. Anything else email-wise coming in before we get our final break in here before the top of the hour?
Okay. Got a check-in from none other than Tubesteak Jake and Buck Naked texting in from the Fondre Shack in the Newwood Forest in Lincoln County. Ton of red squirrels, gray squirrels, even a flying squirrel. No horns. Passed on 3 does. They're on the edge of nowhere, so they would call in, but they have no cell reception out there at the edge of nowhere. Dino from Camp Gunsmoke checking in, and shout out to the Bugman Land from Bones. Shout out to the Bugman Land, Bones and the Bugman. Love the red apple. I've actually got a lot of texts. I've been falling a little bit behind. Sorry about that. We'll get to those.
All right. I got Camp Coffee Drinkers. If you mention these, just stop me. Wants to wish Jerome Camp Longshot a happy birthday. Not sure if we mentioned that one yet. And also want to mention Camp the Granduzzi Ranch. Did we tell you anything about them yet?
I had a text up here. I didn't mention it, though.
Okay, just says, hi, all. Granduzzi Ranch is one of our callers and ranches that has been around for a long time. No deer there in Shanna Golden. That's up in your area, Lena, right? Your area, okay. No deer, but they have a full camp tonight. And they just want to thank us for the show. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to get our final break in, come back, and send a little shout-out to more of our sponsors. We're going to run up right to the top of the hour on all the stations and across the whole thing here on the Deer Hunters Roundup.
Out in the wild, flavor doesn't come easy unless you got Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Crafted by Mike Johnson from his legendary recipe, this sauce is your hunting trip's secret weapon. Whether you like it mild or with a spicy kick, it's the perfect marinade or dip. Find it locally at FIFO Grocery and Smokehouse, Butternut Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen in Park Falls, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Homespun in Phillips. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, legendary flavor for every hunter. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, taste the legend!
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl in Park Falls, where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail, when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmower, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google. Give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Tom Miller Electric is your fully licensed and insured master electrician in the Northwoods. With over 30 years' experience, they're the folks to call for in-home and business wiring, switches, fixtures, and electric repair. They can take care of your hunting shack electrical, too. Lights in the outhouse? Call Tom Miller Electric. Wishing everyone a safe and successful hunting season, Tom Miller Electric. Call 715-762-3250 or 715-661-2257.
You're up for the season with Reiner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality. Reiner's Lumber, your project starts here.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the 30-pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup. We're running right up until 8 o'clock here. We may do a post-game show on 98Q. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we get your calls, and we appreciate your patience, 715-744-1006. Big G, we want to give a shout-out to, we mentioned our Big Buck sponsors and our title sponsors, but we do want to mention our Spike Buck sponsors too, right?
You betcha. Man, the Spike Buck sponsors we have this year are the Village Pit Stop. Village Pit Stop are located at the top of the hill on Butternut. Barocca's Reese in Fifield, Jen's Butternut Cafe right there on Highway 13, Ron Ernst Lumber down in Fifield, Forward Bank, Medford Motors, Tom Miller Electric, Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Freeze Firewood, the Flambeau Forest Inn, Northern Lights in the Lanes, and the next page, we're going to go to Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Oxbow Resort, Bader Sports Center, of course, is one of our title sponsors. The Land Guys, Sherry's Pub and Grub in Minocqua, Kyle Repair here in Park Falls, Ross's Sports Shop in Phillips, Ridge Runners in Butternut, the Oxbow Resort, of course, we mentioned Nicole and Jason, we mentioned them already, St. Croix Rods right here in Park Falls, Winter Cooperative, Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Got some chamber bucks we're going to be giving away for a nice prize package. Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford. The Big Dipper, located right on Shady Knoll Road there in Park Falls. J&A Service and Marine and Power Sports. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery. And CNR Power Sports right here in Park Falls. So our Spike Buck sponsors for this year.
And
so,
welcoming in our new listeners at 105.5 WIRI in Nakusa and 101.1 FM WHSM in Hayward. And people watching worldwide, including Brazil, Austin, is that right?
Absolutely.
On our 98Q, Brandly, newly, sound like the guy from, who is it?
We're losing him.
Hoodly doodly neighbor. Brandly newly 98Q Facebook page. Gray senses the old man is fading. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Snake from Camp Bucktail. How's it going this evening?
Good, Snake.
Good, how's it going with you?
Yeah. Where's
absolutely humid and warm.
Well, where the heck are you?
We are in the Fifield area.
So it's warm and humid in Fifield. I'll be right down. All right. All right. So were you hunting today there, Snake?
Where are we hunting or what are we hunting?
Yeah, well, both, sure. Did you see anything? What were you hunting out there today?
We have not seen anything. There is nothing hanging on the pole, and we are hanging around the table playing a game of euchre to pass the time.
The old left borrower and the right borrower, right? Yeah. Good game of euchre. Used to play that a lot when I was younger. Are you winning? Are you winning anything?
I'm not sure at this point.
I'm going to go with no. If you're not sure on that. So if you were to wipe all the cards off the table there, Snake, at Camp Bucktail, and bring out a board game, a classic one that you're pretty sure you could whoop everybody's tuchus at, what would it be?
If I wiped all the cards off the table, there'd be a bunch of empty beer cans on the floor.
All right. And then everybody would go to bed, yeah. All right. Snake, thank you so much. Anything else you got for us?
No, I didn't hear the Sugar Shack girls call in, but always a shout-out to them.
All right. Very good, Snake. We appreciate you very much. At Camp Bucktail, you are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Uncle Pike at Snake in the Bush.
Snake in the Bush. Uncle Mike, you said?
Spike, Uncle Pike. I think.
Okay, what was that?
Was it Spike?
Uncle Pike.
There
Pike.
You...
Uncle Jason.
Okay, all right. Pike, all right, you're breaking up there a little bit. And what was the camp name again? I'm sorry?
Snake in the Bush.
Snake in the Bush. And whereabouts are you guys?
We're in Boulder Junction.
Boulder Junction. Nice. First call from over in that area. So what's happening over there?
Well, it was a little slow this morning, so we got six hunters up here, three adults and three kids.
All right.
So my son and I, we seen six of them today. Couldn't get no shots off. The other two, they didn't see any deer, so a little slow, but hopefully tomorrow's a better story.
Yeah, that's why we do it for 9 days, right? Nobody wins the game in the first quarter.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to stay strong till the end.
That's right. That's right.
Good thing the freezer's full of them, though. This little nummy shot.
Yeah, you got something in the freezer, so you're good. All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Yeah, we got Benison here right on the front lawn of the 98Q studios this summer.
Came by delivery. It doesn't happen often that way.
Yeah. Heritage Meats cut that up for us really nice. So we're enjoying Benison and snack sticks because of that. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cora calling in from Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch, Claire. And whereabouts are you guys?
I think she said.
What was
it? Minocqua.
Okay, what was the name? What was your name again?
Cora. From Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch in Minocqua. All right, Cora, what's happening over there?
Well, today we saw some does. We didn't get a good shot at them. And my sister Lexi, she shot a Youper 11, so a spike buck.
A Youper 11. All right, I like that. All right. Are you guys in the youth range, high school or younger?
Yes, me and my sister are.
Very good. We'll put you in. We'll put the Porcupine Ranch in there for our youth gun drawing then, too, okay?
Awesome.
Very good. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you being a part of the show. A couple final calls here. We're at 7:57. We got to get out at the top of the hour, so one more call here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Blue Shoes from Camp Shoots-A-Lot.
Camp Shoots-A-Lot. And Blue Shoes, whereabouts is that?
We are in Catawba.
All right. Tell us something good. I've had a lot of people come up dry today. What do you got?
Well, Rocket went and sat this morning, and he got to watch a bunch of otters play in the river, but no deer.
All right.
And I went and sat. I got to see a couple of deer and a bunch of hunters.
Okay. Were they, like, just walking, like, right in front of you, like a shopping mall, or what was going on there?
Yeah, it looked like they were shopping, trying to find some deer, but, you know, they couldn't find any deer.
They couldn't find them. Couldn't find them either, huh? Beautiful day to be outside, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a beautiful day. Couldn't ask for better weather.
Yeah, we'll be whining about that 18-degree high temp come next Friday, so we'll take advantage.
Oh, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
All right, Blue Shoes, one board game with you and the crew there. What are you picking? What are you going to play with them?
I'd play Sorry.
Sorry, there
oh,
you
yeah,
go. That's
that was
nice.
A good game, yeah.
Another good non-trivia
forgot
game.
About that one, yeah.
Another good non-thinker.
Can I give one shout-out, too, before you get off the air?
You certainly may. You bet.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Camp No Lights, Nakusa Nancy and the gang there.
Nakusa Nancy and the gang. All right. You have done so. Thank you, Blue Shoes.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we are going to leave the top of the hour. We are going to leave our folks at 101.1 in Hayward and 105.5 WRIRI. How many times
you'll
am I going to mess
it
up
you
in
will.
Nakusa? But we're going to do a little Deer Hunters Roundup post-game show on 98Q, 98QCountry.com, and on the 98Q Civic Media app. We're going to take a few more calls after the 8 o'clock hour, but the other stations are going to get out. Any email you want to throw out there quick? You've got 45 seconds.
Quick text from Kyle at Camp Wild Pines just outside Phillips. No deer today. They'll see what tomorrow brings, and I think I can probably sneak in one more if I can scroll down fast enough. Good evening. Checking in from Herman's Hideaway just north of Tony. Good number of deer, but no shooters. Stay safe. Enjoy the hunt.
All right. Thank you for all the calls and texts. Keep in mind, our keyword is Wildwoods. Text that to us through the Civic Media app. Hit 98Q, and you'll automatically be in for the prize, which is like $175 value. That will be given away tomorrow, and you got to get that text to us before midnight. For our folks in Hayward and Nakusa, we say good.